ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Chapter 8, Text 4. Yeah, please say that.
Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Adhyaya Vete, Padam Srogam Nandu.
Adhibhutam Kshara Bhava Purushascha Dhidaivatam Adhiyagyohamevatra Dehe Deha Bhritamvara Bhritamvara. This is Krishna speaking to Arjuna. O best of the embodied beings, the physical nature which is constantly changing is called Adhibhuta, the material manifestation. The universal form of the Lord, which includes all the demigods, like those of the sun and moon, is called Adhidaiva. And I, the Supreme Lord, represented as the Supersoul in the heart of every embodied being, am called Adhiyagya, the Lord of Sacrifice. Yeah, please read the translation.
உடற்பட்ட ஆத்மாக்களின் சிறந்தவனே, எப்போது மாறிக்கொண்டுள்ள பௌதிகமான இயற்கை அதிபூத என்று அழைக்கப்படும். சூரியன் சந்திரன் போன்ற அனைத்து தேவர்களும் அடங்கிய பகவானின் விஸ்வரூபம் அதிதெய்வ என்று அழைக்கப்படும். மேலும் உடற்பட்ட அனைத்து ஜீவன்களின் இறைத்திலும் பரமாத்மாவாக வீற்றிருக்கும் பரமபுஷ்மாகிய நான் அதி என்கிற யாகத்தின் இறைவன் என்று அழைக்கப்படுகிறேன்.
Purport. I'll read the whole purport and then you can read it all. The physical nature is constantly changing. Material bodies generally pass through six stages. They are born, they grow, they remain for some duration, they produce some byproducts, they dwindle, and then they vanish. This physical nature is called Adhibhuta. It is created at a certain point and will be annihilated at a certain point. The conception of the universal form of the Supreme Lord, which includes all the demigods and their different planets, is called Adhidaivata. And present in the body along with the individual soul is the Supersoul, a plenary representation of Lord Krishna. The Supersoul is called the Paramatma, or Adhiyagya, and is situated in the heart. The word eva is particularly important in the context of this verse, because by this word the Lord stresses that the Paramatma is not different from him. The Supersoul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, seated beside the individual soul, is the witness of the individual soul's activities and is the source of the soul's various types of consciousness. The Supersoul gives the individual soul an opportunity to act freely and witnesses his activities. The functions of all these different manifestations of the Supreme Lord automatically become clarified for the pure Krishna conscious devotee engaged in transcendental service to the Lord. The gigantic universal form of the Lord called Adhidaivata is contemplated by the neophyte who cannot approach the Supreme Lord in his manifestation as Supersoul. The neophyte is advised to contemplate the universal form or Virat Purusha, whose legs are considered the lower planets, whose eyes are considered the sun and moon, and whose head is considered the upper planetary system.
Yep. ஜட இயற்கை உடனும் மாறிக்கொண்டே இருக்கின்றது. ஜட உடலுடன் பொதுவாக ஆறு நிலைகளை கலக்கக்கூடியதாக இருக்கின்றது. இவை பிறக்கின்றன, வளர்கின்றன, சிறிது காலம் வாழ்கின்றன, இனவிருத்தி செய்கின்றன, பின்பு தளர்கின்றன, பின்பு அழிகின்றன. இத்தகைய ஜட இயற்கையே அதிபூதம் என்று அழைக்கப்படுகின்றது. ஒரு குறிப்பிட்ட நிலையில் உருவாக்கப்பட்டு மற்றொரு நிலையில் இது அழைக்கப்படுகின்றது. எவ்வாறு தேவர்களையும் அவர்களது பல்வேறு கிரகங்களையும் உள்ளடக்கிய பரமபுருஷருடைய சுரூபம் அதிதெய்வம் என்று அழைக்கப்படுகின்றது. பகவான் கிருஷ்ணனுடைய ஜீவங்கமான பரமாத்மா தனிப்பட்ட ஆத்மாவுடன் இணைந்து உடலில் வசிக்கின்றார். அதி எஞ்ச என்று அழைக்கப்படும் பரமாத்மா இதயத்தில் வீற்றிருக்கின்றார். இந்த பதத்தில் கருத்தில் ஏவ என்ற சொல் மிக மிக முக்கியமானதாகும். ஏனெனில் பரமாத்மா தன்னிடமிருந்து வேறானவர் அல்ல என்பதை பகவான் இந்த சொல்லின் மூலம் வலியுறுத்துகின்றார். பரமாத்மாவின் உருவில் தனிப்பட்ட ஆத்மாவுடன் அமர்ந்திருக்கும் பரமபுருஷ பகவான் ஆத்மாவின் சீரலுக்கு சாட்சியாகவும் அதன் பலதரப்பட்ட உணர்வுகளுக்கு ஆதாரமாகவும் இருக்கின்றார். சுதந்திரமாக செயல்படுவதற்கான வாய்ப்பை தனிப்பட்ட ஆத்மாவிற்கு வழங்கும் பரமாத்மா அவரது செயல்களை சாட்சியாகவும் அவரது செயல்களுக்கு சாட்சியாகவும் வழங்குகின்றார். பரமபுருஷருடைய இத்தகைய பல்வேறு தோற்றங்களின் செயல்கள் அனைத்தும் இறைவனின் திவ்யமான தொண்டில் ஈடுபட்டிருக்கும் உரிய பக்தனுக்கு தானாகவே தெளிவாகின்றன. பரமபுருஷரை அவருடைய பரமாத்மா ரூபத்தில் அணுக இயலாத ஆரம்ப நிலை ஆன்மீகவாதி அதி தெய்வதக என்று அழைக்கப்படும் விஸ்வரூபத்தில் தியானம் செய்கின்றார். கால்கள் கீழனை கிரகங்களாகவும் கண்கள் சூரிய சந்திரர்களாகவும் தலை மேற்பூபத்தை தியானிக்குமாறு ஆரம்ப நிலை ஆன்மீகவாதி அறிவுறுத்தப்படுகின்றார்.
In every verse and every word of Bhagavad Gita, there are many important points to be discussed. And therefore, devotees and philosophers have been discussing Bhagavad Gita since time immemorial. In this verse there's just one very important statement which I want to discuss today.
இந்த ஸ்லோகத்தில் உள்ள ஒரு முக்கியமான விஷயத்தை நான் இங்கு பிரதானமாக பேச விரும்புகிறேன்.
அதிபூதம் க்ஷரோ பாவஹ. The very nature of the physical nature is that it is constantly changing. Now, remember that this statement was made long before modern science developed. It's generally considered that previously people didn't know anything, and it's only recently that we started to know what's going on with the physical nature due to modern science. But here is a statement about the physical nature which was made by Lord Krishna 5,000 years ago and even long before that he said the same thing. And it is a fact that everything in this material world is changing. The mind is always changing. Situations are always changing. Political alliances are always changing. The body is always changing. If we look at this boy's now and we compare him to his father, you can see it looks the same, but there's a few years difference. Dehino svinyata dehe komarang yovanang jaratata dehantara praptihi. These are the stages of change that the body goes through: childhood, youth, old age, and death. At the chemical level, everything is changing.
On
the molecular level, we can say. While we're all sitting here, our bodies are changing all the time. There are all kinds of things going on in our bodies. By breathing in and breathing out, chemical reactions are taking place. There's blood circulation within the body. There's blood circulation, air circulation, lymph circulation. There's the digestive tract. It's all moving inside. And there are all kinds of millions of things going on inside of our bodies all the time. And even outside our bodies. According to modern scientists, there are little creatures which they live on everyone's eyelashes. They're very small, no, you can't see them. Tiny little creatures. And then, even smaller than that, at the subatomic level, everything's changing all the time. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sthavaranam Himalaya. Among the immovable objects, he is represented by the Himalayas. So that looks to be fixed and steady, right? If you go to Badrinath today, of course you can't go yet, you're not allowed to go yet, it's difficult to go. But if you go this year and then you go again in 50 years, the mountain will look the same. No, the village called Badrikashram, that will change. For instance, a few years ago there were none of these cell phone towers, but now there are at Badrikashram. But the mountain itself and the surrounding mountains, they would appear to be the same. But they're also changing imperceptibly at every moment. At least at the subatomic level. That's why we can't, even in mathematics, say in geometry, we talk about triangles and quadrangles and pentagons and so on, and we calculate as if there's some fixed object, but actually nothing's completely fixed. In mathematics, lines, which are essential in geometry, they're just concepts. They don't physically, they can't physically define it. Because if you examine at a very close level what you call to be, if you draw a line, you'll find that it's not a line, it's jagged at the edges. So there's no pure triangle, rectangle, or whatever, except in our mind. If you look very closely at the edges of a line, it's moving all the time.
Yeah.
Because the atoms don't sit still. And according to quantum theory, by measuring something, you change it. So nothing is fixed in this world, everything is changing. And these changes, the living being interacts with these changes. And he tries to enjoy them. Now I am not in charge of this country, now I am in charge. So by that change I became happy. Now I am feeling hunger. That rice is outside my body. Now it's inside my body. Now I'm feeling happy. Of course, it doesn't always lead to happiness. Sometimes it leads to distress. This money was in my pocket, then someone picked my pocket, and now it's in his pocket. So this attempt to enjoy the material world, that results in sukha and dukkha, happiness and distress. And everyone is hoping that everything will change according to my desire. We are daydreaming that now I am a day laborer, but in future I will be a film star. We are hoping. And this hope sustains our life. And the film star is also thinking that now I'm a film star, but in future I'll be something else. There now I'm not a very big film star, but in future I will be. I don't know what the very big film star is thinking of. You can go and read about it in the magazine. Cineblitz. And the very big film star becomes an older very big film star. Then they become a politician. And they're full of anxiety. So, everything in this world is changing. Impelled by Rajoguna, the mode of passion. In which everyone wants to enjoy their senses.
In the Rajoguna,
this is material nature. In the spiritual nature, everything remains the same. Krishna is eternally the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just now, one gentleman is the Prime Minister of India. He will not forever be the Prime Minister of India. Quite likely, next year, he won't be. And like that, there's a Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu. One time she comes in, next time he comes in, and it goes on like that, on and off. But Krishna is eternally the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this material world, there are many philosophies and theories. And sometimes some of them become prominent, and then again they become less prominent. At one time, very prominent in India was Jainism and Buddhism. They're still there, but they used to be much more prominent. Then within Buddhism, there's so many, within every ism, there are so many different theories. At some point, Buddhism got completely reinvented, and that came out as a different strain altogether called Mahayana Buddhism. So like that, ideas change all the time. What people think is right and what is wrong changes. For instance, pretty much all over the world, including in India until fairly recently, everyone thought that abortion was a very serious sinful act. But now in India, it's considered normal. And in many countries, they think it's just removal of some unwanted fetal tissue. That's how they describe it. So that is another aspect of how in the material world everything is always changing. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Supreme Truth. And just as He never changes, so the truth about Him also never changes. And that is why Krishna Bhakti, or pure devotional service to Krishna, that is the same in all ages. We learn about great devotees of the past. Such as Prahlada, Dhruva, Ambarish, and devotees of other avatars also, such as Hanuman. And their mood of devotion to Krishna or to Rama is the same as that which is being propagated today by those who are following Bhagavad Gita as it is. If we read the science school books of 20 years ago, there will be many things different to the science school books of today. School books, school textbooks. Because the scientific theories are always changing. In one generation they'll teach you, yes, this is correct. And next generation they'll teach you something else is correct. And they don't tell you that one generation ago they taught something different. They teach it as if it was always known and understood. And another generation later, they'll speak something else. But we find in Srila Prabhupada's books, he's quoting the acharyas, such as Madhvacharya, Ramanuja Acharya, going back many hundreds of years, and they're saying the same thing. Srila Prabhupada is saying the same thing. It never changed. Because the absolute truth never changes. Everything in this world changes. In spiritual reality, nothing changes. Now, that doesn't mean that everything is without differentiation. It's not nirvishesh. Krishna has his divine pastimes. We hear about Krishna that he's born, grows up, gets old. Well, he doesn't actually get old. He never looks older than 15. So Krishna is sometimes in Vrindavan, sometimes in Dwaraka, sometimes in Hastinapur. So there's change. But that is a different kind of change to the change that is the characteristic of material existence. For one thing, Krishna's intrinsic position as the Supreme Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, never changes. When the present Prime Minister of India was 3 years old, he was not the Prime Minister of India. And in 3 years' time, it's quite likely, he also won't be the Prime Minister. Certainly in 30 years' time, he won't be.
கண்டிப்பாக அடுத்த 30 வருடங்களில் அவர் பிரதமராக இருப்பதற்கு வாய்ப்பே கிடையாது
Another point is that although, but Krishna, he's always the Supreme Personality of Godhead in all phases. And although Krishna, sometimes in Vrindavan, he's sometimes manifested in Vrindavan, sometimes manifested in Dwarka, but at the same time, even when he appears not to be in Vrindavan, he is in Vrindavan, and when he appears not to be in Dwarka, he is in Dwarka. And Krishna's pastimes are eternal. He's always performing all the pastimes in some universe. And another thing is that in this material world, everything is changing. That is a source of distress. Everything is changing means everything is dying. Everything is gradually or immediately going toward destruction. The moment we are born, we are one moment closer to death. The changes of the body grows, but it's growing toward death. All the changes of the body culminate in death. Whereas in spiritual existence, there's no death. So there's no change in this. The body is eternal. It's not composed of material elements. So there's no change in the sense of destruction. The soul is eternal, the spiritual body is eternal. It's not composed of material elements. So, there's no time in the spiritual world. In the sense that there is time in this material world. In the material world, time is the factor by which everything is changing, means progressing toward destruction. But in spiritual existence, time is the factor, acts in a completely different way. It facilitates Krishna's transcendental, enjoyable pastimes. So this is one of the differences between material nature and spiritual nature. Krishna is not a product of this material world. We say that we identify someone, he is the son of such and such a person. In Tamil Nadu, that system is there, that the father's name goes with the son. Along with the son's own personal name. So Krishna also, he's known as Nanda Nandana. The darling son of Nanda, But it should be understood that Krishna is the father of everyone. And he appears as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, Nanda and Yashoda. And in so many forms, as the son of Dasharatha and Kaushalya. As the son of Karadama and Devahuti. As the son of Kashyap and Aditi. And but actually, he's not the son of anyone. He doesn't appear like we appear as the son of a certain father and mother. Or to put it another way, he actually is the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, whereas we are not the actual sons of our parents. Because Krishna is eternally the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. Whereas in this life I had one set of parents, in previous lives so many different parents. So if I say this is my father and mother, that's true, but it's not fully true, because in 100 years' time that won't be true. And 100 years previously, it wasn't true. Because in material nature, everything is changing. But in spiritual existence, everything is the same. And it's also changing, but in a pleasurable way. Some things about material nature also never change. It's always miserable. And it's always temporary. Temporary. Dukhalayama Shashvatam. The material existence is one of distress and temporality. Because everything is always changing and we're always hoping it will get better. Mostly things don't get better. But even if things do get better, again it will turn to the worst. And throughout there is the whole material existence, there is birth, death, old age and disease. So these are the unavoidable conditions of material life. So here in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is pointing out the difference between the spiritual and the material. And he is inviting us to the spiritual world. In the very next verse, from the verse which we just read, antakale chamameva smaran muktva kalevaram yah prayati samadbhavam yati nasyatra sanshayaha. One who thinks of me at the time of death, Krishna says, attains to my nature. Of this there is no doubt.
In the slogan of Sri Krishna Purita, Marana Neratil, Yavana Vunanis Nesivano, our Kandipaka Nesivana, Arnu Lagatti, Echamurvanaj.
Yeah, is there any question about this? There are some names of Vishnu in Vishnu Sahasranam, such as Sthavira Dhruva, which means fixed.
Vishnu Sahasranam is called Bhagavan Sri Krishna, is called Ramakrishna Dharamaka, Dhruva in the Panama Namakrishna Dharamaka.
So, the consideration of how everything in the material world is changing is it's appropriate to consider Krishna in relationship to this, in contradistinction to this. There's some question there, is it? Announcements.
Score.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No questions first? Different avatars, they're quite different. Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. Different avatars are different to Krishna. But they're the same also. There is sameness and difference. They are all the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. But He manifests Himself in different forms. Just like a man, he may at different times dress differently. Just like a man at home, he may just dress in a lungi. Or viti. Let's be Hindus. Vesti. And he's very relaxed. And his children call him Appa. Then he puts on suit and tie and goes to the office. And he's very formal in the office. And his subordinates called him Sir. Not Appa. Then he may go after work to some golf club. Then again, he has his friends there. He may have different clothing for playing golf. And his friends there call him different names, some nickname. So like that, a person manifests different moods and has different names in different situations. And he relates with people differently. He has different sets of people he relates to according to the circumstances. So Krishna does that, except that he has completely different forms to do so. The overall mood and personality of Rama appears to be different to that of Krishna or Narasimha or Vamana. But it's all the same person enjoying in different ways with different devotees. Then?
That question is that when you do more bhakti to Krishna, he gives only suffering.
When you give more devotion to Krishna, he gives more suffering. That's not true. There's bliss. That's an illusion to think that there's more suffering. If we think there's more suffering, that means there's no bhakti. Because if we measure happiness and distress in terms of what we think is nice for us, then that's not bhakti. Bhakti means to do that we want to do everything for Krishna only. So a devotee, he's always in bliss, even if there's apparently great difficulties externally, because he's always thinking of Krishna. And when we take up bhakti, then Krishna often gives some external difficulties just to see if we want to do bhakti to him or if we want to cheat him by pretending that we're doing bhakti so we can get some facility from him. But an actual devotee's attitude is Kita Janma Hao Jata Tua Das Bahimokha Brahma Janme Nahimor Ash. He'd rather be a worm in stool and a devotee rather than being a Brahma and not a devotee. But actually a devotee never gets birth as a worm. If the devotee, if after taking up bhakti, then everyone got all material facilities, then everyone would take it up just for material facilities, and there'd be no real bhakti left. So devotee's attitude is that may I have all difficulties and remember Krishna, rather than having apparently nice situation and not remember Krishna. That apparently nice situation is a trap of Maya. We're saying now I have a nice house, nice wife, everything nice, but death will come. Then we have to suffer again, repeated birth and death. So this so-called niceness in the material world is simply a trap. Anything else?
Krishna is the eternal. Even the material energy also, the external energy of Lord Krishna. So how to accept that the material energy is getting changed?
Yeah, material energy is it's Krishna's energy. So how to accept that it's getting changed? Don't you see how it's changing? Do you have any photographs of your body when it was a young body? Do you remember when you were a young girl going to school? The change is there. This is Krishna's energy, but it's his external energy. Krishna refers to this as Bhumirapo Nalo Vayu Kangmano Buddhirevacha Ahankara Ityangme Bhinna Prakriti Rashtada. Krishna says these eight elements which compose material energy, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego, they are my separated energy. The word is bhinna, which means different. It's Krishna's energy, but it's different to Krishna. Or it's called bahiranga shakti, which means external energy. There are other words also. Bhutik, jara, which means formed of material elements, dull by nature, whereas jara means dull, that's the opposite to chinmay, spiritual. Chinmay means spiritual, means the platform of consciousness.
Nowadays there are a lot of scientists who are proposing new theories trying to prove the existence of God to be unnecessary. So to prove to somebody
that... Really? There are many scientists who are making new theories to try to prove that the existence of God is unnecessary. Nowadays. It's not just nowadays. It was nothing new. Hiranyakashipu, he wasn't exactly a scientist, but he had the same idea.
So to prove to people the existence of God, do we really need to understand and conquer our religion?
To prove the existence of God. Well, it's difficult to prove the existence of anything to people who are already decided that you can't prove anything to them. You can give some lecture. You can ask Vrindavan Chandra, who's sitting at the back there. You'd like to raise your hand. I've spoken on this topic many times. So it's tangential to the subject. It's another big subject. So you many lectures. There's that one of Shivaram Maharaj. I had a quick look at that last night. I'll look at it some other time. That debate with the atheistic scientists.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.